Today's news conference at Virginia Tech began with emotional words as university spokesman Larry Hinker recalled the sacrifice of 39-year-old patrolman Derek Krause, who joined the force 6 months after the 2007 massacre.
The Virginia Tech Police Department is a very, very special group to those of us in the university community. And so our heart goes out to them because we, too, are deeply pained by their loss.
And the department's chief, Wendell Flincham, said the university was looking for ways to support Krause's family, a wife, five children, and stepchildren.
We're still in the process of making funeral arrangements with the family. Once those are finalized, we'll put those out. A memorial fund has been set up in Derek's memory through the National Bank of Blacksburg, and that will be made available on the university's website. The community support we've received has been tremendous, and we really, really appreciate it.
Moving on to the business of fighting crime, State Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller offered a definitive timeline of yesterday's attack, which began with a routine traffic stop. The man Krause had pulled over was not involved in the shooting, but he told police what he saw.
During the course of the traffic stop, Officer Krause was approached by an unknown male and was fatally shot. The male subject then fled on foot from the scene. He ran to the greenhouses where he apparently changed clothes, taking off a pullover top and a wool cap and putting them in a backpack, which he then left there at the greenhouses. About a half hour after the initial shooting, around 12:45, a Montgomery County deputy sheriff was driving through the parking lot of the cage, observed him by himself. There was nobody else in the parking lot, acting a bit strangely. The deputy then drove through the parking lot to approach him, lost sight of him at one point. When he finally did locate him, he found him laying on the ground. He had suffered what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and the handgun was found nearby.
Inside the backpack, officers found identification.
We are very confident we know who this individual is. The medical examiner's office must make that positive identification, and then we notify the next of kin. I can tell you at this point, he is not a Virginia Tech student.
Nor would she say whether he was affiliated with Radford University. Police are investigating the possibility that the suspect in this case was the same man who earlier stole a car from Radford. Geller said she knew of no connection between Officer Krause and his killer, but their interaction was caught on tape by the policeman's dashboard recorder.
And again, the clothing that he had on matched that of the clothing found in the backpack.
Geller said she believes the gunman acted alone and hoped to provide details on his identity and possible motive soon. Meanwhile, Tech's Associate Vice President Larry Hinker said he was pleased with the way police responded to the incident and with the school's response, notifying students promptly, putting the campus on lockdown, and keeping the public posted through emails, text messages, electronic signs, sirens, and social media.
There really wasn't anything like this in the nation 4 years ago. And so in that regard, the university communities throughout America have learned from our tragedy.
Asked whether this latest incident might spark new debate over whether to allow concealed weapons on campus, Hinker was adamant, concurring with the Virginia Association of Campus Law Enforcement.
Guns don't belong in our classrooms.
Students plan a vigil in memory of Officer Derek Krause tonight at 6:30. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.